We are learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kufnun Heyamad Aleph. We are starting 9 lines from the top of Kufnun Heyamad Aleph, and the first word of line is Gadol. We're starting the second word on the line. Nusugya Itma Katan Emesai Moicher V'Nichsi Aviv. When could a katan sell Nechasim of the father? Well, see, it does not mean a katan. It means even over by mitzvah. When could he start selling with his father's Nechasim? Rava Amar Rav Nachman ben Shmoyna Esrei Shana, when he's 18. Rav Huna Bar Chinen Amar Rav Nachman ben Esrei Shana, from when he's 20. Now the Rashbam points out, Daf Kufnum Vav Amar Aleph, this whole shaila is only by Yarshim. That's Pashit. If a Katan does business after 13, he's a god already, he does his own business, he buys his own property, sells his own properties, of course he can sell properties. It's not a shaila. Here we're talking about Yerusha. Chazal made a takana. Etzem, even a Yerusha, 13, you can sell because you're a gadol. But Chazal made a takana that they cannot sell until they're 20 or 18. As Machlokes Gemara here, if you're 18 or 20, you cannot sell. Why? Because he's too young and he might lose his whole Yerusha. And we don't want a person to lose his whole Yerusha. And therefore, we're misakin that you have to be either 18, fi woman diyama, if you're Rava 18, or fi Ravuna 20, until you sell. Now, the Gemara also says on base that if someone is very smart, very good business head, then at 13 he can sell already. Here we're talking about someone who's a regular person. He didn't go to business school. He's a regular person that doesn't really know business, like any other teenager doesn't know business. The teenager cannot sell the father's property, Metakonda Rabbanon, because we don't want him to lose the money. And it's Machlokes. One man says 18, one man says 20. We're not gurus to parentheses. Masav Rav Zera. Rav Zera is a kasha. This is a familiar story. We had this on yesterday's blot. There was a story of Bnei Brak where someone sold his father's nechasim, and then he died, and the lekuchas come saying, he sold to me. He was a katan when he sold it. Should we take him out of the caver and check to see if he was a gadol? They're saying he's a katan. So Rav Kiva said, you're not allowed to be mevazah meis. Va'oid, even if you do want to do that, simonim asuyin l'shtanis achamisa, simonim change achamisa. It wouldn't be a raya one way or another if you see simonim. Ad kan demais. So bishlam, so you see, there was an eitzah to check for simonim. Now what's that negeya? So bishlam, so I'll give you a little akdama. The halach is that if someone is from 13, 14, 15, he does not have simonim, so then he's not considered a gadol when it comes to selling his father's nechasim. That's pashut. You need two things. You need that he has to be a gadol, and it could be he has to be 18 as well. Like we have one man diyama here. That means like this: that you're definitely not a gadol to stay Cyrus, and to sell him the father's nechasim, you have to be 18. So here, it's very possible that he was 18, but he didn't have Cyrus, so we're checking for Cyrus. But the Gemara is going to ask that if you're 20, you're automatically a gadol even without Cyrus. So here, what does it help checking? If he is 20, then automatically it's a good sale, and you can't say, oh, he doesn't have Cyrus, because you don't need Cyrus at 20. Because someone who's 20 is automatically a gadol even without Cyrus. That means in order to sell the nechasim, we said you have to be either 18 or 20, but you have to be a gadol also, that's possible. So Bishlam, let's read inside. Bishlam, they're on Benjamin Esrei Shana, they only could sell me 18. So Hainu, on top of Kufnayim Reis, the Ka'asiv Amrulei, Ma'u L'Baitkoi. They wanted to check him. Because obviously the case was he was 18. If he wasn't 18, so then it's not a good sale. So he was 18. And the B'nai Mishpacha is saying, yeah, he was 18, but he wasn't a godly yet. He didn't have Cyrus yet. So they said, okay, let's check. Let's check. That was what Nidin about checking. Hainu, the Ka'asiv Amrulei, Ma'u L'Baitkoi. Eli Amrit Ben Esim, but if you say that you have to be 20, so then, what means he was 20 over here? Once he was 20 over here, what are you checking? He's 20, he can sell anyway. Kibot gulei mahava. Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, ben esrim shlohevish de Cyrus, yaviu raish ben esrim, you ride at 20, vua saris, and then he's a saris. Loi chaylitz, v'loi miyabin. You don't do chalitzo yibim, because now, once he's proven that he's a saris, he's not going to have Cyrus, and he's a gadol, then he doesn't have to do yibim, because it says in the pasuk, lahokim shem achiv, that you don't do yibim if someone's a saris. So you see clearly that by 20, once he's 20 years old, he's a god automatically. He doesn't need Cyrus. So the kasha is that he says, Bishlam, the fee, if you're 18. So it's very geschmack the story. The story was he was 18. And they, and you know, it's proven he was 18, let's say. And the shiloh was it cotton? The Bnei Mishpacha said, was it cotton? She says, let's check him out. Let's see if it was a cotton. But if he was 20 already, who cares? He's 20, he's 20. If he's 20, he's 20. Samara says, no. Lav itma lo, omer Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, omer Rav. For who should know the way Simone Soros? The only time you're considered a godol when you're 20 is if you also have Simone Soros. Omer Rav, Dekanami, the Tony says in this Mishnah, for who has Soros? It says, Ben Esim Shana, Ben Esim Shlo Hevishte Saris. Yaviu Rayashu Ben Esrim, for who has Soros? So that's the whole Simone Soros. Shmamino. So therefore, Avada, maybe he was 20, but still, he didn't have Simone Soros. And he didn't have Cyrus, so he's not a godel. So you have to prove one of the Simonim. So that's why you have to exhume the body. V'chiloi noldu loy, Simone Soros, wants to know what happens if he doesn't have Simone Soros. Ad kama, is he cotton forever? Till when? Tanar Rechia, ad rev shnoisim. Till 36, he's considered a cotton. So the Gemara's tarot says that Avada was 20. And they were still telling he was a cotton because he didn't have Cyrus. He didn't have Simone Soros. He didn't have Simone Soros. But like upon him, so that's how the Gemara answers. It's not a kashma on the Yom 20. It happens to be that we just spoke out before that it is possible to sell something when you're younger if you're Yedeya B'Tiv Masa Omata. So Taisa says you could have answered different times. You could have answered really he was 13 or 14 when he sold it. And he was Yedeya Tiv Masa Matan. And they're saying, no, he was a Kotel Lamaisa. He didn't have Shtei Saris yet. Then it's Kuli Yom Varek Shmak. Why check him Shtei Saris? Because he's still a Kotel. And that was the Nidin. But in any case here, they were checking for Shtei Saris. Why? Because even though he's the age that he can sell, but he also has to be a Gadol. And that's what we were checking for. The kasha was that we thought 20 is a Gadol no matter what. Said, no, it's only if he has Simoni Saris is he a Gadol. And that's why they were checking for Simoni. Once you mention Simon, there's no Gemara about Simon. Also, like I made Rav Chia, if someone gave Rav Chia and he was older, over by a mitzvah, he didn't have Simonim, so Ikachish, if he was weak, Omuluhu Livri, let him eat more, let him fat himself up. The Ivri, if he was fat, Omuluhu Likchash, let him go on a diet. Why? The Hani Simon, it's Zimn the Osu Machmas Kichishusa, and Zimn the Osu Machmas Briusa. Some of girls, Nasru. That Simonim, some of them, some of them they come if you're going to lose weight, and some will come if you gain weight. It depends on the person, and it depends on the body size that it is could make an afkamina in the state Cyrus. So he used to give them an eitzah to try to change a diet that might change the matziv of not having state Cyrus, might change it, the situation, if you eat a little different, and that's what Rav Chia says.